The Treasurer, Scott Morrison, has described this year as a turning point in the economy. The budget position is improving, allowing the Coalition, he says, to offer to leave more money in taxpayers' pockets. The opposition has been examining the details too. The Shadow Treasurer, Chris Bowen, joins me now. Chris Bowen, welcome.
Thank you, Linda. Good evening.
With the budget back in surplus from next year, net debt peaking this year earlier than expected, do you give the government credit for getting the budget back in order?
Oh, this is a government which has completely not learnt the lessons of the last 5 years. I mean, this is a budget which continues to contain $80 billion worth of tax cuts for big business at the same time as trying to take away the energy supplement, $14 a fortnight, from pensioners and Newstart recipients, and making Australians work until they're 70 before they could get the pension. I mean, all these things which have been in the failed budgets of the past are repeated tonight. And on the matter of, the budget balance, this is a government which has the best international economic conditions in a decade, and yet we're still only getting wafer-thin surpluses, and we don't get to 1% of GDP as a surplus until almost 10 years away. And gross debt will remain greater than $500 billion every year for the next decade. So there is plenty for people to be concerned about in this budget.
Okay, but these things are always a trade-off. We're going into an election year. The Coalition is offering modest tax cuts immediately, boosting the low-income tax offset, and in the medium term by addressing bracket creep. Will you match those measures?
Well, we'll vote for the tax cuts which apply on the 1st of July 2018, with wages growth being so low, we support those tax cuts. I think the Australian people, when they look at tax cuts being waved in front of them for 2022 and 2024... are entitled to be very cynical. And we'll have plenty more to say about our approach to cost of living going forward. But we are voting for the tax cuts that apply on the 1st of July 2018. But we're not going to play Scott Morrison and Malcolm Turnbull's game of signing off on tax cuts on 2022 and 2024. And now you don't do 10 years worth of tax cuts in 10 minutes. This is highly irresponsible for us to say that we can just automatically sign on to tax cuts that we haven't seen the cost of. There's no breakdown in the budget papers of the cost of the different tax cuts, which is quite extraordinary. We'll be pursuing that, obviously, with some vigour, but we make very clear that we'll be supporting the tax cuts that apply on the 1st of July 2018.
So the changes to the low-income tax offset, which means low-income earners get a tax break first before corporate tax cuts, as the government promised, that passes your fairness test?
Well, look, it's modest. It's $4 a week for somebody under $37,000, but we're not going to stand in the way of even modest support. Those Australians who, for example, work on weekends and have lost $77 a week in penalty rates, they won't particularly notice the $4 a week, but of course we would support it.
What do you make of that long-term income tax plan? I mean, you've said there that people should be sceptical, but frankly, reform takes time. This is a plan laid out in some detail tonight to completely eliminate the 37 cents in the dollar tax.
Well, that particular element, Linda, would take is two elections away. You know, I mean, you'd need to re-elect Malcolm Turnbull twice before that came into effect, presuming the Liberal Party keeps him that long. I mean, I think the Australian people would see that very, very cynically, very, very cynically indeed. The offer of tax cuts. I mean, this was a government which 12 months ago told us they needed to increase personal income tax. The situation was so dire. They needed to increase the Medicare levy and raise $44 billion over the decade. And now they're saying 12 months later, we know what it's going to be like in 2024. We'll be able to provide you with an income tax cut then. Really? Really?
Even though, setting aside your criticism of that long-term aspect, you will support the immediate tax cut.
Yes.
The government will go to an election on the back of this budget, arguing you're a high-taxing potential government on the back of your franking credits policy. How are you going to counter that?
We'll have plenty more to say, Linda. Plenty more to say. This is their night to present their budget. It's not my night to present my budget. We have Thursday night. We have other opportunities. I am very much welcoming an election campaign based on our alternative competing economic plans.
Thursday night, of course, being the budget speech in reply from Bill Shorten. Just on the aged care sector, another big offering from the government. Do you give the government credit for acting in an area where there has been a gaping need, where the sector is saying government after government has tried and failed? Do you give them credit?
Let me, with respect, correct you. This is not a big offer. There is not one new dollar for the aged care sector. This is all a reprioritisation of existing money. Now, I think this is cynical, it's a hoax, and it's cruel. And of course, we would support and welcome the increase in home care. but they're taking the money from elsewhere within aged care. Now, we'll need to find out exactly where. That's not clear in the budget papers. But aged care is no better off as a result of this budget. Not $1, not 1 cent. And that is cruel. After all they've said in the last couple of days about baby boomers and the aged, it is a cruel hoax, and it is. I am absolutely outraged at the way they've done this. This is just taking a cynical approach to aged care and misleading people.
It's a fine line governments walk in this circumstance, particularly going into an election. The Treasurer's got the tax cuts on the table. Notwithstanding what you've just said, he has put something out for the aged care sector, including mental health for elderly Australians. He's also saying, look, we're doing our bit on budget repair as well. This is a pretty good sell, for pretty easy sell for the government, isn't it?
Oh, look, as I said, this is a government which hasn't learned its lessons, Linda. I mean, we'll be pointing out the $80 billion worth of corporate tax cuts remain, making people work till you're 70 remains, taking the energy supplement off pensioners and New Start recipients remains, and they haven't learned a thing. They haven't learned a thing, and yet still we have a wafer-thin surplus in 1920, and we don't get to 1% of GDP until the end of the decade. I mean, we need to do much better. Much better when it comes to budget repair.
We'll see how it plays with the electorate. Chris Bowen, Shadow Treasurer, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Linda.